What's up, guys? TrickDriver101.com. I'm responding today to the whole ELD and all the outrage about it because everybody's upset. God damn it, ELDs. This came out of nowhere. Who've been expecting electronic logs to become mandatory? Motherfuckers. Oh, man. I am Big Cam. Been trucking for 12 years. If you want to go get my book for rookies, new dudes, people curious about trucking, go to howtostartintrucking.com or go to www.truckdriverbooks.com, www.truckdriverbooks.com. And at that place, you can get my book that will help you get into the trucking industry. You can also go to truckdriver101.com or howtotruckdriver101.com, which is also a bunch of articles, links to videos, and a lot of stuff that will help you get into trucking. So, also links to jobs at that website, www.truckdriver101.com. Links to jobs there. Now let's get down to business. Here's my issue with a lot of stuff in trucking and in the industry we're in. The first problem I have is that I'm listening to a lot of guys say we want to get outraged about ELDs. Why? I mean, OIDA couldn't create a real defense for it because, one, the Supreme Court was smart enough not to let them in the room because they didn't care, right? You can fuck over truckers. What are we going to do? Two, they were also very aware that we have the worst image in the universe. You go to a truck stop, what do you see? Go to a TA. See a sign that says, don't buy children, right? Right on the wall. Don't buy children. Don't fuck little girls, right? Call the police if you see this. Make it sound like every fucking truck stop has a prostitute. That's why most rookies who get in the industry find out very quickly there's no prostitution. Not like they thought it was, right? Not like they thought it was. Not like people keep telling them it is, right? So that's the first bad image we have that screws us when we want to go see the Supreme Court and be taken seriously like a grown-up. The second one is our love for the controversy, the Confederate flags, the stupid shit, like, you know, the sit and let our teeth rotten out of our heads. We don't clean ourselves. We don't do the things it takes to have a better image. And the public rides up to a truck stop and they see don't fuck children sign. You with all your rotten teeth in your mouth with your Confederate flag t-shirt. And the image the public has is a bunch of child fucking rapists. Right? Excuse me. Child fucking rapists and racists. That's what we look like. So the first thing we need to do if we want to sit at the grown-ups table is change that image. Okay? The second thing we need to do, right, is calm down. Right? We already knew this was coming. There's no point acting surprised about it. First of all, I don't know what our real defense would be even if they said, let's hear from the truckers. Because what are we going to say? Oh, I don't want ELDs because I like to cheat. How's that going to work? I don't want ELDs because I like to cheat. That don't make sense. No one's going to support that. We actually have to have a reason. The reason, to me, would be we're not sure how these systems work. We report all the difficulties we have with these systems. No one knows that our GPS systems and stuff don't work. No one does. Ask a rookie. When they get into school, they hear about all this technology. They think it's going to be great. And then they see how it actually works. And they're like, holy shit, this shit doesn't work. DOT is just now dealing with the fact that the collision detection devices that are in the front of all of our newer trucks, it doesn't work. They're just now thinking about it. ELDs have been around. People think that, not ELDs, excuse me, the collision detection devices have been around. The ones on the front have been around. I think I drove a truck that was a 2002 with them. 2002 has been around there, right? And even then, it barely worked. It would pass a bridge and it would think the bridge was a vehicle in the road. Slam on the brakes for no reason. All the way till today, it's still doing the same thing. Have we brought this up in a court of law? Have we brought this up with the FMCSA? Hell no. We want to negotiate what's against the Constitution of the United States of America. Instead of talking about the lack of rules of consistent working technology. DOT needs DOT, the FMCSA, that's where we need them, right? Because we want consistent working technology. And this would have gotten you your paper logs a little bit longer. Okay? And not forever. Not forever. But a little bit longer. But we've got to learn to work within the rules, is my point. We got to make regulations. We got to suggest regulations. When a new problem occurs, we can't let the FMCSA sit in a closed room and make it up themselves. We got to suggest it. We got to fight to put people in office who back us. You gave away that Trump. A lot of truckers, I didn't vote for Trump. I voted for Hillary. But a lot of truckers gave away their vote. Gave away their vote to Donald Trump without any real promise. And now he hasn't delivered on that promise. And I still hear no criticism. You gave it away to him. He fucked you. He did it to your face. And then you stood there with a smile going, I'm so happy. That's got to stop. That's got to stop. If they say they're going to sit down to the table and talk and let us talk like adults about regulations in our industry, we have to have good ideas, good reasons. We've got to fix our image, and we have to demand that, because if we don't demand it, we need to pull support from that group, that party. That's the thing. We need to pull it. Everybody keeps saying, oh, no, we need to get together. And no, we don't need a protest and all that. Unless you can put $1,000 for each truck driver in a lobby, hire us some lobbyists and go after somebody. Then things have changed. Right. Because then we have a fighting chance. We got marijuana legal in this country. Hell, alcohol legal in this country was people going to the government, buying lobbyists, buying organizers, buying people who are the influential people in government. And that's how those people get paid. That's how they get the paid. And that's how they get the rules that allow them to get paid. Perfect example. The oil industry has been making a killing for a number of years, right? Do you realize they're subsidized by the government? Think about that. A successful billion-dollar industry gets government subsidies. Billionaires get government subsidies for no reason, really, right? Because these guys have so much money. Why do they need subsidies? Why? Because they're smart enough. They work their image. They understand. We've named one executive of oil you've ever seen look bad. You may see them look bad from some liberal show that does a story on them, but you're never going to see child prostitution brought up. You're never going to see him looking all bummy and dirty. You're never going to see him, you know, cursing, sitting there with a big Confederate flag. Not unless he's got some agenda or some plan. They're playing the game. They understand to sit at the grown-ups table, I have to have the money. I have to have the image. I have to have the verbal, the ability to get these people to do what I want them to do. Explain why I want them to do it, right? Even though we both know it's bullshit. That's how you do it. But old Ida is old, right? They're fighting the old school game. They walked in there and started talking about the Constitution. It's like, bring up a new fact. Like, does this technology work? We want to study on that. We want rules and regulations that decide whether a company can even manufacture a logging program. And I want to know what the guidelines are. Then we can tweak and maneuver and change the guidelines, right? That would allow us to get what we want the same way the oil industry and all these other industries get what they want. But you cannot do it on up and up. You cannot walk in there and go, I just want to cheat. God damn it. It's not going to work that way. Right. So look, right now in reality, we don't have enough numbers online. We don't have enough power, and we ain't making enough money. Right. So if you want to have that influence, the minimal you can do is join OIDA. So at some point they will have 50-60% of the industry. Bring up the fact constantly with people. Let people know that Swift Transportation is the Knight Swift is the largest trucking company in America, and they only have 22,000 trucks, and there are 5 million or more truck drivers in America. For anywhere I've seen an estimate from 2 million to 6 million. I have no idea, but I'm just saying I've seen those estimates. So that's millions of truckers. So a company that has 22,000 truckers should not have a greater influence in the industry, right? They shouldn't, right? So when all those accidents they have, and all those and all the difficulties they have, and all that shit that they do, doesn't reflect on us. So at least if you tell somebody that they're just a myopic part of a much bigger entity, then they stop being the representation of our industry. Think about it. When you got in the industry, we went to school and we saw all those accidents tapes to train us, right? What did we see? Swift. Swift. Occasionally you saw Snyder. But for the most part, Swift. Right? These people, we've got to stop the bad eggs. We've got to stop, fix our image. And we've got to learn how to get to the grown-up table with money, right? And don't, and it, like, last thing I'm gonna say is please, as the elections come up locally in your area in Congress, there are going to be people against truckers who may be Democrats. They're going to be people against truckers who may be Republicans, right? Whatever, if they're against your profession, how you feed your family, do not vote for them. Don't be a loyal Republican. Don't be a loyal Democrat. Be a loyal trucker, right? Be loyal to your income. Vote for those that vote for you, right? That'd be it. But anyway, that's all I want to talk about. ELDs are not a surprise. There's no point in being angry. There's no point in being frustrated. It is what it is, right? If you want to fix it, I've talked about it. I'll talk to you guys later. Truckdriver101.com.